Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Timmy!
Yeah, it's Timmy! Hey, I'm
And right on time.
I'm eating lunch. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
We're just doing a radio show. What are you doing?
I was just eating lunch, and somebody came by and slapped some headphones on me.
And you're ready to
said,
go.
Said, start talking, sucker. Yeah.
Well, that was me. I said
congratulations on lunch, I guess.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, it's great to be here with you all. This is, I think it's the Annie Fry Show, right?
Yep.
Am I in the right place?
Well, you're check here. Your watch and be sure, but yeah.
It's 107-ish. So yeah, 108. Yeah, Annie Fry Show. Tim Jones here. Yeah, that's me. If you were listening in the last hour, you know I was going to be here. But if you just tuned in, maybe got back from your lunch break or whatever, you're like, what is going on? Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
No, it's great to be here. I was very happy that I was available and in St. Louis today, and I'm all good. So Annie will, I think, be back tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things pop up in life, especially in COVID-19 land. You know, China virus world.
Things happen.
She's fine. I don't mean to imply she's sick. She's not. She's all good. Just things pop up, and sometimes they pop up at the last minute. I can tell you a story that happened to me last week, but
it's
a long story. I'm not going to get into it. So
we want to hear it. We got nothing but time.
Do you have coronavirus?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I have a lot of allergies. So when I sneeze all over Katie today... Don't worry, it's just allergies. Wink, she, wink.
Totally yeah, she yeah. won't worry either. She'll be like, oh, good, that's fine. He told me ahead of time it was just allergies.
Is that why she just put a paper bag over her head?
Uh-huh.
No. So anyway, no, I'm here because Annie could not be here today. We expect her back tomorrow. And I'm very happy to be here for the Annie Fry Show. I'm still warmed up from doing the Tim Jones Show on Sunday night.
Nice.
You know what? The days always seem long on Tuesdays because I always it's such a long day because I get up at 6 a.m. to be on the Mark Cox Morning Show to do my Tuesday morning hit. And I just thought to myself, oh, yeah, I wasn't on the radio today. Well, yes, I was. You know, so I.
God bless you.
Did a little hit with Mark this morning, and I will talk about what we talked about, which I don't know. Have you all got into the latest, did Mark get into the latest peace in the Middle East deal yet?
A little bit. So President Trump was speaking about it. I guess they're having the signing with the United Arab Emirates at the White House today with Benjamin Netanyahu and UAE. And there was a press conference. So we carried a little bit of that live, but you know, we talked about it some, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll get more into that. So, no, pleasure and honor to be here. You probably all know the sound of this voice. I am Tim Jones, host of The Tim Jones Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 here at 97.1 FM Talk. Pop in here on Wednesdays with Annie. So I guess I'll talk to you all tomorrow again, most likely, around 1:25 p.m. And, Katie, I'll be on the road tomorrow, just so you know. I'll call in by phone tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm actually going to take a little road trip. It's nothing extravagant, going up to the northern lands of Wisconsin, the land of former Governor Scott Walker, one of my favorite people. I actually may see one of his former state senators up there, a lady by the name of Leah Vukmir, who's become a good friend of mine. She runs state government affairs for the National Taxpayers Union. They helped us out quite a bit with the Medicaid expansion fight. Unfortunately, we were on the losing end of that, but not by much. It was a lot closer battle than we thought back in August, and that's water under the bridge now. We're looking towards November. You can follow the show in a million different ways. Annie actually has a lot more ways to follow her show than mine. She's like Miss Tech.
She's Miss Digital.
She's Miss Digital, mm-hmm. And that's what her home base is, and she does it so well. But 97.1talk.com, the radio.com app, you can follow us all on Twitter. We all have Twitter handles. Mine is at Speaker Tim Jones on Facebook or Twitter. As Annie often refers to, sometimes you may have to wear safety goggles when you look at my Twitter feed. But it's all good. You don't get, it's more like a food fight. Let's see. Do we have, how are people watching the video stuff? Because I don't, that's like beyond my pay grade.
Oh, we've got plenty of places. You can go to facebook.com/Annie Fry Show and watch us on the live stream.
I've heard of that Facebook thing.
Uh-huh, that Facebook thing. And then you can also watch us on YouTube under Annie Fry. We're also on Periscope, Twitter. So basically any social media platform that you open up on your phone, we will be there and we will always be there.
Hey, Tim,
I was going to ask you, Ryan, first, what's on Ryan Wiggins' mind today? Like, what have you been thinking about, or what would you like us to focus on?
Well,
I just pulled up the polls we can talk
usual.
About.
Yes. Yeah, we will. Okay. So we're ready to go. Okay.
That's a trigger finger there.
Polls.
We don't have to, but Tim just mentioned it, and I thought we should just play
that music just automatically. Yeah, I don't think Katie even touched anything. It just like...
You just say the word and Siri recognizes it and plays the polls.
It's like my walk-on
play
music.
Polls. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so here's a question I'm glad that you're here for, because it is a political question. We have seen, according to Fox News and some analysts and data and so forth, we have seen a voter registration surge in Pennsylvania. And apparently, there's been a voter registration drop for Democrats, and I'm using rough figures here, of about 50,000 less people than were registered for Democrats in 2016. Meanwhile, we've seen an increase in independents and in Republican registrations by about 50,000 apiece. So obviously, all of those numbers seem to me to benefit Republicans, but is it a slam dunk when you hear something like that in a state like Pennsylvania, which already probably has an advantage to Democrats as far as registered voters go, or is it just a sign in the right, no pun intended, direction?
It is a sign that the race is tightening.
Okay.
Ryan, you may recall in the not too distant past of like a month ago, so let's say August, perhaps, you know, right before the conventions, July or August, so a couple months ago. Do you remember the headlines and the talking points on the mainly liberal publications and networks that the race was over, that Joe Biden was 15 points ahead in some polls nationally, that the battlegrounds were out of reach? Donald Trump should just fold his little tent operation, campaign operation, and go home, right? Those were the headlines, weren't they, Ryan? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what people were saying. So now here we are, 49 or so days from the election, lots of time for the polls to tighten. And look at what has happened in the last 4 to 6 weeks. Again, I could cherry pick polls, right? I could go to Rasmussen, which is going to favor the president, or I could go to maybe Quinnipiac, which is going to favor Joe Biden in general, or I could go and look at what you and I, Ryan, talk about a lot, which is realclearpolitics.com and the polling average of all the polls.
Yep.
Is that a good way to like say, well, this is the average of all the polls? I don't know if it is or not, but it's a pretty good argument that it is. And so if you look at president, I don't like when the networks lead with the national average or the national poll, because it means nothing, because we don't have a national vote. I think that's a wise thing, because we are an electorally college-based system. And if you want everything to be about California, New York, and you know what? I'll throw in some big Republican states too. If you want everything in the country to be based on what California, New York, Texas, and Florida want, then get rid of the Electoral College. And then Iowa, Missouri, let me pick some liberal states, Rhode Island will be entirely irrelevant for anything coming out of Congress. Any assistance, any aid, any policy, because it'll all be about the big states choosing the leader of the country, which is a really bad idea, because it makes the state system irrelevant. And that way people in, quote, flyover country or in smaller states get punished. So that's what the Electoral College is for. if you look at that national average, it was like it was double digits very recently. Mm-hmm. It's now 7 points in favor of Biden. So there's your snapshot. Then you look at your other snapshot, top battlegrounds. I don't know how many battlegrounds they pick, but probably it's at least 6, maybe as many as 8. And in the battleground states, the average of all the polls, of the average of all the battlegrounds, Joe Biden only leads Donald Trump by 3.7 points. That is well smack dab within the bullseye of the margin of error in any poll. So this thing's a horse race, just like it was in 2016, just like we all predicted it would be. And unless either candidate does something really dramatic, and I think making peace in the Middle East is one of those potentially things that moves the needle. But unless somebody does something really, really dramatic, either really good or really bad, I don't think there's an argument about the polls other than they're going to get tighter, right? Why would they go wider at this point unless something overly, overly big, dramatic happens? And I would think it would only be against Biden because they have thrown every possible negative argument. I don't know what else they're going to do other than he kills puppies for fun. I mean, because they've done everything else, it's all washed off. The guy should have been done at this point. Any other candidate probably would be. He's 3.7 points behind in all the battlegrounds.
Yeah, and in between now and election, any election, not just between these two candidates, but in the last couple months before an election, as far as I understand it, polls usually tighten anyway because people get more interested. They kind of go to their corners, decide as they go who they're going to vote for. And so you see those things tighten anyway. But you're right. I don't know how Trump could really get hurt by anything that comes out at this point because they've already tried everything. And his base is his base. He can only add from where he's at.
And everything that is said, and don't let the media, the liberal media, tell you otherwise. Everything that is said by anybody, and I'll include President Trump in this too, is political. So if Joe Biden comes up with some great policy argument for himself or against Donald Trump, it may be, but it's definitely, number one, a political argument at this point. President Trump announces a second peace in the Middle East deal. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. I think that's historic. It's probably got some politics behind it, right? Because we're in mid-September now, and everything the president does is move the needle. Now, that was probably in the works for a while. I'm not saying he's only doing it now because it's the year of the election, but it's a great coincidence for him that it is, and that's going to move the needle. But you know, it's also important to the world. How many decades have we talked about wanting peace in the Middle East? How many hundreds of years have we been trying to push for that? I just listened to Netanyahu on the way in here. I think it was the clip that Mark was playing. Talk about how historic this is. We have fought two wars in my lifetime and in most of our audience's lifetime in the Middle East. Gazillions of dollars spent, thousands of American lives lost. We defeated ISIS and the caliphate. Wonderful. But do we want to keep our men and women in Afghanistan and Iraq for the rest of our lives? I think not. I think we want peace in the Middle East. And if Barack Obama had done what President Trump has done over the last 2 years with peace agreements between Israel and the UAE, a peace agreement between Israel and Bahrain, right? Mm-hmm. Barack Obama would have gotten two more Nobel Peace Prizes at this point. Thank goodness for that Norwegian legislator who nominated Trump for one.
Isn't that amazing that that even made the headlines? I'm surprised that we even got to see that that happened.
Exactly. So, yeah, so Ryan, I think polling's important, but like we always discuss, it's a snapshot and it shows momentum one way or the other. And the momentum I see is a tightening of all the polls in favor of Donald Trump as we move into these critical last 45 plus days or so.
Well, the polls agree with you, too.
Well, finally, and I love the poll music.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we'll be back with lots more chatter between Katie, Ryan and I. We'd love to take your phone calls. I think we had some callers, and then Ryan and I got yapping, and I think you might all had to do something else. But if you want to come back and join us, 314-241-9797. That's 314-241-9797. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 866-455-9797. It's the Annie Fry Show. Tim Jones in the big chair for Annie. We'll be back right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good that people quit kind of, they're using more emotion than logic, but there's so many good things that Trump has done.
Never, ever, ever give up.
Yeah, you know what the president said that there? Because that voter that you just heard, that fella praising Trump, he's from the great state of California.
Mm-hmm.
How about them apples?
There are Republicans in California.
There are.
Can't believe it.
How about the lady? Sorry, I'm finishing lunch here.
Because clearly,
Katie and Ryan were so rude to walk in on my lunch.
Yep.
And slap these headphones on me and stub this microphone.
Here, Tim.
I'm happy to be here. The lady, the salon owner, the salon gate owner,
yep. Mm-hmm.
was a huge Republican. You know, anybody who owns their own business, I'm not going to say they're all conservatives, but they all have to have some sense of wanting to benefit from the free market, right?
If you owned a business in the Chaz Chop Zone, I can't imagine that you would say, you know what, I want to stick with progressive policies.
And so many of them, Ryan. And so it's not just us talking and promoting by explaining free market principles, being conservatives, banging the conservative drum. You have historic, I'm not going to say left wing at all, but you have historic Democrat supporting groups like police unions revoking endorsements of Democrat lawmakers, which just happened yesterday in, as Bill and Ted once said, Milwaukee, up there in Wisconsin. I saw the interview last night on, I think it was Tucker Carlson, or it was either Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham, about the police officers associations, which are unions. And see, that terrifies rank and file Democrats. And they don't want to talk about that. They just want to say defund the police. We got to reform the police. We got to fund the community, blah, blah, blah. It's all talking points for we hate the cops. Okay. Honestly, because that's what BLM Marxists were caught on tape saying in Portland, you know, all that disgusting talk about pigs and bacon and all. It's just horrid. It's horrible. They don't want to talk about the fact that these police associations are public sector unions, and that just makes them cringe because public sector unions, whether they're communication worker unions or government worker unions or police or fire, they have traditionally and historically voted lockstep 110% of the time with Democrats. That is a big part of their base. And so when you start chipping in to the base of union support, and you start chipping into the base of African-American support, or I heard a story this morning on the Big Fox, may have been on Brian Kilmeade's show, chipping into the Hispanic-American vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? That's the silent majority. Because those groups have traditionally voted lockstep for Democrats, they're not going to all of a sudden turn around and put Trump flags in their front lawn. Some of them might. Some of the hardcores might. They may be like, I've had enough. But a lot of people are just going to quietly go to the polls and vote for Donald Trump. Ryan, I mean, Ryan, am I crazy? Isn't that out there in Southern Illinois, especially a state that's going to vote, you know, predominantly more likely for Joe Biden? There's a big groundswell, and he talks about it all the time, of great Americans in Southern Illinois that would like to make a change if they could. And I think there you're going to see some interesting things happen in Illinois this year.
Yeah, Tim, we talk about Illinois a lot, and we talk to Illinois politicians, and we talk to Illinois policy and policymakers. And Illinois is such an interesting state this November, and it's not just because, so there's things nationally that are going to affect every state, and some states more than others, like Minnesota, you know, George Floyd, that happened there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see things, I think, that are unique to Minnesota, mm-hmm. things that are unique to Wisconsin with Kenosha and things like that. We've had our own issues here locally, but in Illinois, you have the violence that's been happening in Chicago and the terrible mismanagement by Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, throughout this whole thing that I think will contribute to a lot of people scratching their heads who might be traditional, just pull the ballot if it's got a D next to it every time voters. But also this stuff with Mike Madigan. It is such a quagmire that it's one of those things that it's politics as usual. We all kind of went, yeah, this is probably happening. Now we know it actually has been happening, that he's been given sweetheart deals and is as corrupt as can be.
50 years of corruption coming home to roost.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a long time for Illinois Democrats.
Exactly. And so all of this stuff happening at the same time in Illinois, I am fascinated to see how it shapes the ballot box this November.
And here's the meaning of your point. Here's what your point means. If you have too many of those unique situations, and every one of those unique situations you described are part of the traditional Democratic base. So if you have too many unique chips off the block, if you chip off too many things that otherwise would happen, union workers voting for Donald Trump or not voting for Joe Biden, people just being fed up in Democratic cities who otherwise would vote traditionally for Democrats, not voting for Joe Biden, perhaps voting for Donald Trump. You have too many Hispanic Americans, African Americans, all the things we just discussed. You have too many of those unique chips off the block falls over. It cannot sustain itself. Speaking of Illinois, I think we have Walt from Illinois who wants to weigh in on that very subject. Walt, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Go right ahead.
I do vote in Illinois, and a lot of my friends are going to vote Trump. Of course, I'm a Republican. My son is not, but my son was telling me that him and his Democrat friends are going to vote for Bernie Sanders instead of Biden.
Wow.
Because they're not. And based on the political signs that I've seen in my travels from Texas to Michigan, and I'm just coming back from Michigan, the sign count is as follows. Trump 7, Sanders 5, Biden 3.
Wow, that's really remarkable. So, Walt, the point is, despite the fact the media won't talk about it between now and Election Day, the Bernie bros are very much out there and still active and could make a difference in this election.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, a lot of the 90% of the rioters and the antagonists out there are Sanders supporters, just like in 2016. I remember going to the Trump rally where I was confronted by a couple of Sanders supporters, and they were the ones wearing masks, and they were the ones acting violently. The violent acts that have happened against us Trump supporters, 98% of them were supporters of Bernie Sanders.
Fascinating. Yeah, Walt, I appreciate you calling the show very much. Really excellent points there. Excellent points.
My opinion is it's weird.
Yeah, it is, Senator Kennedy. It is weird that the Bernie bros are still out there. Ryan, that's an interesting. I hadn't thought our callers are so brilliant. I hadn't thought about that still being a factor, but that's just because I haven't heard anything in the media about it. But why wouldn't those are passionate voters.
Right.
Right. And they're not getting inspired by Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Katie, you got a lot of friends like that, right?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of people that loved Bernie Sanders, but I think they will vote for Joe Biden because they know that the person behind the puppet that's pulling the strings Bernie Sanders will influence his administration if he gets in. Mm. So I think that has a lot to do with people favoring Joe Biden instead of just flipping the script and coming over to the Trump stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ryan, up until like 5 minutes ago, I mean, we were thinking Bernie Sanders had a chance to win the nomination. Yeah.
Right. And he represents, I mean, I think it's people just that would vote. You know, that caller said, Walt, he said his kids are going to actually vote for Bernie Sanders. I think as far as affecting the election, that's not a topic we've talked about a lot, but there is a lot of far left people that, I mean, they just turned over, they're passionate. They're passionate against Trump. They just turned over an election against Lacey Clay. You're seeing these
excellent
things happen. These are actually things that are happening. Those people, I don't see them turning out to write in Bernie Sanders so much as just not showing up to vote at all because there's no enthusiasm, and we have talked about this, there just isn't a lot of enthusiasm for Biden.
We have absolutely discussed that, folks. That is called the enthusiasm gap. They actually measure that. They measure anything. You could probably bet on that, I bet, in Vegas, out of Vegas. You could probably, you know, get on your favorite betting app, and you can probably bet on enthusiasm gap numbers on election night, because that's a real thing, and it's a huge problem for the Biden camp. Number one, they don't want to talk about it. Number two, the media doesn't bring it up. But if it was the old Tony Colombo flip test, and if there was an enthusiasm gap against Donald Trump, you can bet your bippy there'd be a story about it.
Yeah.
Every single day, because it is a huge gap. It's large double digits. The people are voting for Biden because he's not Trump, and we Republicans tried that twice, and twice it failed. We said John McCain is not Obama, and he lost. We said Mitt Romney is not Obama, and he lost. Those two candidates, you know, and I'm not going to give Romney much of the time of day, but I'll give credence to John McCain. May he rest in peace. John McCain had a cult of personality around him, you know, as a senator. Making that leap to U.S. president is big. I think John McCain had a significant cult of personality as being a maverick and a war hero and a POW and all the awesome things he did in public service. He didn't have a big enough persona to fill stadiums, right, like Donald Trump and Barack Obama did. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy or anything. He just wasn't the best candidate for president. Mitt Romney was freaking milquetoast. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't get into the guy. You know, it wasn't until election night I was like, well, maybe he'll win because he's not Obama. Well, that's not a campaign motto.
You could say the same thing about Bob Dole or John Kerry,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just by party. I mean, it really is. People who don't have a ton of enthusiasm going up against an incumbent, it's a rough time for those guys.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Everett. He kind of is dovetailing Walt's comments about the signs that Walt is seeing as he's been, I think he said, an over-road truck driver going from Texas to Michigan. Everett, good afternoon. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. You're on the air.
How you doing today?
Great.
I was just going to say, I'm a service company. I've been around St. Charles County for 25 years doing service, and I've never seen in the eight counties that I service in, Illinois and Missouri, the amount of yard signs or signs in general that are for Trump as opposed to there are for Biden and Harris. You know, if I drive around, I went around Sunday on my motorcycle out in Calhoun County. I seen one Biden-Harris sign, and I seen about 40 Trump signs in people's yards, on the back of their trucks.
Yeah,
Everett, driving around with flags.
Yeah, Everett, let me ask you, you just referenced it. Let me ask you about a phenomenon that I've seen happen over the last 3 years that I've never seen before for any candidate. The fact that people are buying Trump flags and putting them up on their flagpoles in their yards. Everett, I've never seen that before in politics, and I've been involved in politics for over 20 years. I've been on this planet for 49 years, and are you seeing flags popping up as well all over the place?
I've got one in my front yard. My neighbor's got one in his front yard. My cross neighbor's got one in his front yard. In our block where I live, there are 10-to-1 Trump to Biden signs.
Hey, Everett, before I let you go, that shows passion to me. If you're going to go out and buy a flag of a political candidate and raise it up in your yard, especially someone that could be as exciting as Donald Trump, you know, others would use maybe less kind words. But what is it about the man, about the president, that has inspired you to support him throughout everything we've seen over the last 4 years?
Well, he's pretty much attempted to do everything he said he was going to do, you know, with the exception of health care. And, that, you know, with all the stuff that's come at him, I can see how that could be a deference. But I'll give you, for instance, during the Obama years, my insurance went from $250 a month with four people in my family and a $200 deductible to $1,000 a month and a $40,000 deductible.
Wow.
So my insurance today with a sharing plan through another independent deal is about half of what I was paying in premium, and my deductible is about $2,500.
Well stated.
So for me, in my instance, and as a small business owner, you know, I have to pay for all these costs as well. And I voted for Trump because he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I voted for every person who was a businessman that I voted for since I was 18, and that was back in 1980. 82, I voted for, or 80, I voted for Perot to begin with. And then I voted for, I think, Perot again, his son, later. I forget who the other candidate was that ran for president. You know, they only got 2 or 3%. But I'm an independent. I don't vote for a party. I vote for what I think who's going to do the right thing for the country.
Well, Everett, you sound like a wise man and a great American. Thanks for calling the show, Everett. Really appreciate it.
You, have a great day.
Yeah, you have a great afternoon. Hey, we'll get to the rest of your calls. Ryan, Katie, we did something to fire everybody up this afternoon. So Gretchen, Bill, Tim, hang on. No, I'm not going to talk to myself. There's actually a Tim on the line. Keep it right.
Tim, what's your opinion?
Tim, too. We've got time to take more phone calls in the next segment. So if you'd like to chime in on anything we've been discussing or anything we haven't brought up, 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. We got like one line, maybe one or two open. Give us a call. We'll get to you as soon as we can here at the Annie Fry Show. It's Tuesday. Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So before August 13th, there hadn't been a peace deal in the Middle East in 26 years.
This is Armageddon.
That's what she really thinks about it, but what she's saying publicly is reaching peace in the Middle East is a, quote, distraction. It's a distraction. You can just hear her saying that. It's a distraction to have peace in the Middle East, Ryan. What do you... It's a distraction from
what she wants to be talking about, which is negative things. Let's keep it as negative as we possibly can between now and November 3rd.
Yeah, Katie agrees. She's a nasty woman.
Cutthroat,
right?
Yes, yeah. She's very cutthroat, and I know like many women on the left hate that Trump calls people nasty, but that is really what Nancy Pelosi is. She is willing to do whatever it takes for her to be on top. And she hates the idea of being bested, and she hates the idea that someone above her is just as cutthroat.
And what about somebody put up with it. And what about somebody below her?
I'm the boss.
Yeah, she's got to deal with that too.
Yep.
She's stuck in the middle again, as the famous song goes. So hey, we got jam-packed phone lines here. Let me get to a couple all y'all before we have to go to a break. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show, by the way. Tim Jones in for Annie Fry. Let's go to Gretchen's been hanging on for a while. Thank you, Gretchen. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim. I was just wanting to follow up on your enthusiasm gap comment. I think you're dead on, and with Trump being out in the rallies again, he seems to be getting stronger. You know, he's loving it. The people are loving it. They're seeing the groundswell going for Trump. And so that's why they have to do these mail-in ballots, because you're not going to actually take your time during the day to go out and vote on Tuesday like you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at ways they can rig the system and get people who are enthusiastic to go steal 10, 20 people's ballots and turn them in.
Yeah, don't like the rules, change the rules if you're on the left, right, Gretchen? Not just change the rules, break the rules if you're on the left. And, you know, thank you, Gretchen. That's an excellent comment. I really appreciate you listening to the show and calling in. And Gretchen's point is valid in the sense that we had a way to vote in this country for the last, 235 plus years. And I don't mind making things a little easier for people, but not to the point where we can scam the system. And if you go to, I think it's on Heritage or maybe whitehouse.gov, they've got over 1,000 examples. And then the left will say, oh, only 1,000 in a country. I mean, they've always got an excuse for why it's never enough. When you give them all these examples of voter fraud, I've heard more examples of voter fraud over the last few months than I've heard in the last few years. That's because the left knows that's the only way they can win these days. Ballot harvesting, universal mail-in voting. I have no problem with absentee voting. That is not what they want. They want universal mail-in voting, where they send out ballots by the millions completely without any kind of system or checks and balances at all. Then they can say, well, see, they set up the straw man. We've sent all these ballots out, so we got to go collect them now. And then they go collect them, and there's no cross-checking. There's no confirmation. There's no integrity in the system. And how dare you challenge my universally mailed-in ballot? That's racist. That's disenfranchisement. That's horrid. And so, see, they set these straw men up so they can knock them down and just try and steal their way to an election victory. It's unbelievable. Let me get to, we've got Bill, good afternoon. You're on the Annie Fry Show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Tim. Democrats think that everything in the Middle East is a distraction. Just ask Hillary Clinton about Benghazi.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
But now I wanted to, I just thought the hypocrisy of the left is just, it just never stops. This deal with Mike Bloomberg contributing, $100 million, and now Howard Schultz is going to join in. I think that the left, and especially these hardcore liberals that want to do nothing but ostracize people with money and the rich until it favors them, when people like Bloomberg kick in all this money, need to really think about what they're doing.
Yeah, they have a problem not with dark money. They have a problem with conservative dark money only. They love themselves, the left-wing liberal dark money and the big donors, Bill, and that's a great point. Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it. And I'll try to get to one more here. Let's see who's been hanging on the line. Oh, Tim, I got to get to Tim, fellow Tim. Tim,
hey,
good
Tim.
Afternoon. You're on the you're on the air. Go right ahead.
How you doing? Well, there's two things. One, I was in your town, and I was working in a subdivision, and a gentleman actually – he's a veteran. Stopped and talked to him. He is a St. Louis County Sheriff's Department, deputy.
Yes, sir.
He was digging a hole and putting a flagpole up just to put his Trump flag up. Yeah. That's what he was doing. And as far as the enthusiasm, there's two things that the liberals, the Democrats, can be enthused about Joe Biden. A would be they want Kamala Harris, and B, and A, Kamala Harris, and B, Trump out. There is absolutely nothing to be excited about or enthusiastic about with our president's term, Sleepy Joe, because he's worse than Sleepy. He's demented.
Yeah, I think he's got real issues. It's real sad what they're doing to him, but you know what? He brought it on himself. Tim, thanks for calling the show. Really appreciate it, and we love all Tims here on the Annie Fry Show.
Yay,
Tim loves
Tim.
All Tims.
Tim love all the time. Hey, one thing I want to talk about, when we come back, we've got Dakota Wood when we come back. Later on, Ryan Katie, I would love to talk about this topic of Bob Woodward's book and how Donald Trump has downplayed coronavirus and the short-term memory loss of the left. Remember back in, ancient history of April 21st of 2020, when various models were predicting 2.2 million U.S. deaths? Well, there's only been 200,000, so that means Trump has saved the lives of 2 million Americans, right? I mean, that's the argument I can make, right? How come the left is constantly moving the goalposts on Donald Trump's coronavirus response? One word, politics. Well, two words, and power, because that's what it's really all about. So when we come back, we'll talk to one of my favorite guests I hear often on the Annie Fry Show, Dakota Wood, a frequent friend of the show, and senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And he'll be talking to us about the brokered peace deal, the signing of the historic Nobel Peace Prize earning normalization agreements between Israel, the UAE, Bahrain. More apparently may be coming. Donald Trump keeps throwing out those little nuggets, you know, about more crazy may be coming. And then we'll have Tony Colombo in studio as well to join the fun as we wrap up the show. Lots more ahead, a full jam-packed 2 o'clock hour. You want to keep it right here. I got lots of great sound from the president this morning on the Big Fox. Also, Joe Biden came out of his basement yesterday and was roaming around Delaware, not too far from home. Not too far from home.
I think we saw some of those circles that they were putting out for the media for that event.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a crowd for Joe.
Don Lemon, as Tucker Carlson calls him, I love that little nickname. Don Lemon says, you know, we can't give the police too much. We can't have to give them too much sorrow because the police ambushes, the deaths are being conflated with the protests. I mean, just CNN is on overdrive. We'll talk to Dakota Wood about the historic peace deals in the Middle East. Donald Trump, promises made, promises kept. You heard that from all of our callers. That's the reason they supported him in 2016. That's why they're sticking with him now. That silent majority, how many points is that worth in these polls? I don't know. I think it's 5 or more. Lots more straight ahead on the Annie Fry Show here at 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.